Hey there, friend, it's Nick. It's episode 117 of the StoryHacker.tv podcast. And today I want to talk about how to stop being a commodity. And I've mentioned this before, I think, but we live in a world now where whatever you do, someone, and probably lots of people are doing it too, and they're doing it at a high quality, at a price that's similar or less than the price that you want to charge. And we're all in this case now where we, you know, businesses are becoming commoditized. And, you know, the things that you can't commoditize, like relationships, well, they've gradually been taken away by the internet, right? And, you know, we need to find ways of stopping our business become something that can just sit on a spreadsheet. And stories are definitely one way of doing that, right? I mean, that's part of why, you know, the focus on storytelling for business can be so powerful, because, you know, the people who tell a better story win. But also, you know, the other thing I'm doing, because I'm thinking at the moment, I'm just, as I mentioned a couple of podcasts ago, I'm creating a new funnel for my thrillers, for my books. And, you know, if you want to talk about commodities, unless you are Stephen King, Lee Child, John Grisham, Patricia Cornwell, thrillers are a commodity, right? You know, people can pick up a paperback or an ebook from Amazon on a whim, and the covers basically look the same, and the plots often sound the same, the little blurbs on the back. So how do we stop ourselves as authors, but as business owners, whatever you're into, becoming a commodity? And one of the things I've learned over the past 6 months, which I really didn't realise, is this idea that we don't want to be selling products. We want to be selling offers. So, for example, if you go onto Amazon and search for Nick Warren, Execution is Everything, you'll see my first book, and it's on there for, I don't know, $10 or something. And, you know, it's got great reviews, but it's also competing with all the other thrillers that are on there, whose covers look as good, and who've also got great reviews and very often are being sold but for, you know, a couple of quid. So it's really very difficult to compete on Amazon as anything other than a commodity. But the funnel that I'm building now allows me to say, well, if you buy the book direct from me, I'm calling it DTA, I think, direct to artist, you're going to get the book, but you're also going to get all these extras. In other words, we end up with a kind of a stack of things that start with the book, but also include videos and downloads and, you know, all these other things. So in other words, I'm not trying to sell the book. I'm not selling the product. I'm selling an offer, which is a bunch of things, which is impossible for Amazon to compete with, if you see what I mean. And it's one way of taking that commoditization, because people can look at a book and say, well, it's a book. It's, you know, it's this much money and it's 10 hours of reading, or it's 5 hours of reading or something. And in the same way, they can put that into a line of a spreadsheet, mentally speaking, right? A line of a spreadsheet. But it's much harder to do with the offers. And in fact, I can make it much more attractive. So, you know, the upsell offer in this particular funnel is, they get all of my stuff for $9.99, but also they get a free code so they can gift one of the books to a friend or a loved one. They get these video uploads. They get this extra stuff, which creates an offer, a package, a stack of things, a stack of value, which cannot be commoditized in the same way. And I just wanted to share that because I think it's really interesting, and it's something that I never knew, I never thought about when I was running the agency, because the agency was all based on relationships. You know, relationships and great work, of course. But as I've said before, there were plenty of agencies doing great work. But we won because of our relationships, and there was no way that other people could commoditize that. They could commoditize web design, and they could commoditize that side of development, but they couldn't attack the kind of the foundations, which were our relationships with our clients. And that's why I never realized any of this stuff, because I never really had to think about it. Because as I've said elsewhere, I fell accidentally into a business model that just really worked. Anyway, it's that's what I've got to share for you tonight. That's episode 117, I think. And I hope you find it useful. I hope you can think about that in the context of your work, your business, your products, your services, and make some changes. And if you want to talk about it, let me know. Drop me a line, nick@nickwarren.com, or find my WhatsApp, which is on LinkedIn and my website and everything. All right, cheers. Take it easy. And remember, your story, when it's non-commoditized, means business. Bye now.